this message is from a guy who's talking about his sister. So he's saying, my sister used to live with me in the States. Last year, she decided to move back to Egypt. She's 27, and she's been home now for about 9 months. And she's facing a huge problem. All her friends are married, and they have kids. The biggest problem is that they ask her all the time, when is she going to get married? Just like she needs to go to the store and just get a husband. And then he's saying that she moved to Egypt because she wants to live here. She misses it here. And she just doesn't know how to deal with people. And people are asking her, why don't you wear a scarf? Why are you wearing short sleeves? Why are you doing this and why are you doing that? One of her friends even asked how much money she saved while she was in the U.S. And now the girl is miserable. And she's very unhappy. And she doesn't know what to do. And here is my two cents on this situation. It doesn't matter at all whether your sister came from the States or came from the door next door, basically. It's all the same thing. People here are very nosy, and a lot of people don't have the manners to just mind their own business. Now, my advice to your sister, first of all, the person who left Egypt and came back is not the same. She has been exposed to a different culture. She thinks differently. Her priorities are different. Everything about her is different. So she cannot just come back and try to fit in with the same group of people, with the same thoughts and the same ideas. I'm not saying that there is anything wrong with her friends, those who are married or those who are wearing a headscarf or those who are not working or those. It's their lives. And they are fully free to do whatever they want with their lives. But there is a red line. They have no right to cross that line and walk into your sister's life and make her feel bad. So, advice to your sister, she needs to re-evaluate her friends. How does she do that? She needs to think of them. And what do they bring to her life? Because, number one, a friend does not judge you. A friend does not make you feel bad. A friend does not make you feel inferior or that there is something wrong with you. A friend listens to you. A friend does not ask all those questions. Now, if their presence in her life is making her miserable, then she outgrew those friends. And she has changed and she needs new friends, new people with similar interests. So first of all, she needs to reevaluate her friends. Second, she needs to begin thinking, where do people like her hang out? Where do people like her hang out? And what do people like her do? Do they take classes? Do they go to the opera? Do they listen to music? Do they go to book signings? What do people like her do? And she needs to put herself in such a place so that she could meet them. Top of my head, I could think of Diwen. Yes, Diwen Bookstore. She can just go and sit there and grab a book and just make simple conversation with people like her. Personally, I met two wonderful girls like that. What happened to writing workshops or script writing workshops or candle making workshops or yoga classes? If she doesn't fit with the old people, she needs to find new people and new people who think like her. Now, I have a dozen friends who are like that, and I'm more than happy to introduce her. But I don't want to do that. I want her to find those people herself. Because in the process of finding friends for herself, she would get to know who she is now, because she's not the same person. And then she has to draw a clear red line, because she cannot allow people to just step all over her. She cannot allow people to interfere in her life like that. Why aren't you married is a very personal question. Why aren't you wearing a scarf? That's even more personal. Why are you doing this? That's very judgmental. All the questions that you put there are very personal and very judgmental. So my advice, number one, she needs to reevaluate those friends. She doesn't have to totally cut them out. She can just keep them, but as acquaintances. She needs new friends. She needs people she can relate to. And I've met a lot of those on blogs. I've met a lot of those on UN, as I was saying, in book signings, through articles, on Facebook. There are a lot of good, open-minded, non-judgmental people out there to find them.